Hello, my name is Blaine Marks, and you have the privilege of listening to Raider Radio on KKRN Community Radio. Raider Radio is a school-based show where once a month a group of students from the leadership class are going to tell you about the inner workings of Burney High School, such as clubs, school events, and important dates to remember for the community. Let's get right into it then. Today, I'm going to give a report on Rick Doherty, who is our newest member of the FRJ USD board. If you would like to listen to our previous show, go to kkrn.org to have a listen. As many of you may know, Mr. Randy Aller, who was an old teacher at Burney High School, recently stepped down as one of the FRJ USD school district board members. We were very sorry to see Mr. Aller go and hope he will still keep in touch with the school in some way, shape, or form. His successor is Rick Doherty, who is the newest member of the FRJ USD Board of Trustees. For those of you who do not know who Rick is, he has been working at the Mosquito Abatement for about 4 to 5 years. He has been a very supportive community member when it comes to Burney High School. He is involved in 4-H, which is an agricultural club where kids raise animals such as chickens, cows, pigs, bunnies, and other animals, from when they are babies to when they are full-grown adults. They put them in competitions to try and win money. Rick Doherty is trying to revamp the steer program. Bernie has not had a steer program in Bernie's 4-H in quite a long time, so it will be interesting to see what new ideas Rick comes up with. I hope that he makes us all proud and fills the shoes of Mr. Aller in a big way. Next up, we have Noah Bishop, who is going to give us some great news about Burney High School.
Thank you, Blaine. Today I will be speaking about the new wood tech and auto teacher, Mr. Jeffrey Otto. Mr. Otto has lived in New Jersey, Massachusetts, Oregon, Costa Rica, and now California. Mr. Otto graduated from Saratoga High in the Bay Area. He has a bachelor's degree in industrial arts from Fresno State. He has a patent pending for a device that skims the water to remove plastics from rivers. Mr. Otto exclaims, "I'm really looking forward to inspiring the students. I hope to teach them safety, patience, and perseverance in the pursuit of whatever they want to build." If anyone has questions for Mr. Otto, you can email him at jotto@frjusd.org. Back to you, Blaine.
Thank you, Noah. That was a magnificent presentation. The first song that we're going to listen to today is a song called "Life Changes" by Thomas Rhett.
Waking up in my college dorm, yeah, my life, it was pretty normal. Looking for a date to the spring formal, wasn't worried about nothing else, no. Majoring in undecided, notebooks full of bad songs I was writing. Never dreamed anybody else would like them. Now they're sitting on a Walmart shelf. Ain't it funny how life changes? You wake up, ain't nothing the same. And life changes. Said I do, but everybody else said, man, you're 22, what you trying to prove? Hey, why don't you wait? Cause I've been waiting on her since the second grade, yeah. And now she got her own set of fans, got a blue check mark by her Instagram, and I wrote a little song about holding her hand, and now everybody wanna die happy, man. My daddy and mama, you're gonna have a grandkid.
Yep.
from Uganda. That's right, we're adopting, and she is the cutest little girl that you ever seen. While I was wrapping my head around being a dad, a bigger wrench got thrown in the plans we thought we had. Now there's Willow and sweet Ada James. That's two under two. Now hey, what can I say? Ain't it funny how life changes? You wake up, ain't nothing the same, and life changes. You can't stop it, just hop on the train, and you never know what's gonna happen. You make your plans and you hear God laugh, and life changes, and I wouldn't change it for the world, the world, oh no. And I wouldn't change it for the world, the world, oh no.
That was Life Changes by Thomas Rhett. If you're just tuning in, I'm your host, Blaine Marks, and this is Raider Radio on KKRN Community Radio. Next up, we have Taryn Dom, who's going to give us a great and long presentation on the sports at Burney High School. Go ahead, Taryn.
Thanks, Blaine. The Burney Raiders basketball teams are now almost halfway through their seasons. Tuesday, January 8th, all teams went to the Mercy High School, home of the Warriors. The JV boys played first and had a victory with a final score of 48-39. The varsity girls also had a hard-fought win to a final score of 38-36. The varsity boys had a long fight leading into overtime. The boys ended up winning the game with a final score of 52-48. The JV's boys' record is now 3-9. The varsity girls are pushing through their season with an astounding record of 11-2. The varsity boys are fighting their way through the season with a record of 7-7. The upcoming home games include January 15th against Los Molinos Bulldogs and January 25th against the Mercy Warriors. In other news, congratulations to Kylie Tyran for being nominated of the Record Searchlight Female Athlete of the Week. Kylie was nominated for her outstanding performance and sportsmanship on and off the court. Back to you, Blaine.
Thank you very much, Taryn. That was fantastic. Next up, we have Cassandra Taylor, who is doing an interview with Marcella Cruz, who unfortunately could not make it today due to complications with her school classes. What's up, Cassandra?
Thank you, Blaine. For those of you who don't know, the Fall River Joint Unified School District requires students to complete a community service-oriented project to graduate. The students are required to volunteer a minimum of 20 hours for each project. In an interview with Marcella Cruz, who is a senior at Burney High School, where we discussed her senior project, the first question I asked her was, "What is your project and why did you choose it?" She replied, she facilitated a co-ed slow-pitch softball tournament. She chose to do this project because she wanted to bring the community together to play ball like they used to. The next question was, "What steps were taken to make your project a success?" She created flyers to inform the community about the creation of teams. One of the challenges she faced was people dropping out last minute and last minute signups. Her most memorable moment was seeing the community come together. Her mentor was Evelyn Maldonado. She chose her because she really enjoys softball and knows a lot about the sport. Along with the community service project, students are also required to write a research paper that connects to the theme of the project. When I asked her, "What topic did you choose to write about and why?" she replied, the topic she chose was the negative effects energy drinks have on student athletes. The final question was, "What advice do you have for future seniors while completing their project?" Her advice was to finish your senior project early, and you won't have as much stress your senior year. Back to you, Blaine.
Thank you, Cassandra. That was amazing. And thank you to Marcella, who unfortunately could not make it, but volunteered to answer these questions. The next song we have is a song choice by our driver, Lonnie Kolick, who is a volleyball coach and the native ed teacher. This song is called Karma Chameleon by Boy George.
Listen to
If you're just tuning in, that was Boy George, who did a song by Karma Chameleon. I'm your host, Blaine Marks, and this is Raider Radio on KKRN, listener-supported radio. Next up, we have Albert Shekla, who's going to interview our foreign exchange student, Katarina Schultz.
Thanks, Blaine. Today, I'm going to interview Bernie High School's foreign exchange student, Katarina Schultz. The foreign exchange program run by Rotary gives the opportunity to bring foreign students to a new learning environment here in the United States and vice versa. So to start off, where are you from?
I'm from the western part of Austria.
How many languages do you speak?
I speak German and English.
I heard that you have a bucket list of things to do while you're in America. What exactly is on your bucket list?
On my bucket list are different fun activities like going skiing to Lake Tahoe or a trip to Hawaii. And I've already been to Seattle with my host family.
Are there any things you found surprising about the U.S.?
I didn't know that you can play sports at high school. I thought it's like in Austria that you play sports in clubs.
Are you enjoying your stay in Bernie?
Yes, I do. The people are very nice and friendly.
Have you had any trouble trying to speak to the locals in English?
At the beginning, it was hard to understand the people, especially when they spoke fast, but it's getting better.
How long are you going to stay in the U.S.?
I came here on the 9th of August and I will leave on the 1st of July.
Are there any things you miss from Austria?
Right now, I miss the snow and sometimes my siblings.
Are there any things you heard about Americans that is true or isn't true?
I thought that Americans go every day to McDonald's, but it's not true.
Does the Rotary program have rules you have to follow while in America?
Yes, there are rules like the 4 Ds, no driving, no drinking, no drugs, and no decorating, like no piercings and no tattoos.
How does school in America differ from school in Austria?
We don't switch the classes, and I'm the whole day with the same students in one classroom. And our parents, they don't give us rides to school or they don't pick us up. We take public transports.
Thank you, Katarina. Back to you, Blaine.
Thank you, Albert. That was a fantastic presentation. And thank you, Katarina, for answering the questions. You have been tuned in to listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. We are supported by listeners like you and brought to you by volunteers from the community. You can become a listener supporter by going to our website, kkrn.org, and clicking on the donate button, or by mailing a check to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. You can call 337-1101 to learn how to volunteer at KKRN Community Radio. Remember that KKRN programming streams live on our website and on the KKRN mobile phone app. We have a Facebook page, KKRN 88.5, where you can like us and get news about your community radio. Thank you for listening to Raider Radio on KKRN Community Radio. Coming up next on KKRN is American Roots. Next week and every week, until the first Wednesday, you can tune in at 7:30 p.m. to listen to Talk Nation. The next radio will air on February 6th. Until then, goodbye from Blaine Marks,
Albert Shekla,
Noah Bishop,
Katarina Schultz,
Cassandra Taylor,
Taryn Dom.
Goodbye and thank you for listening. As a goodbye song, we have Find Me Somebody to Love by Queen.
Run down from my eyes.
just keep losing my beat.
You just keep losing, you're losing.
I'm alright.
He's alright, he's alright. Yeah.
I just gotta get out of this prison cell.
Someday I'm gonna be free.